That's it. Now, one thing I really, really love about the project is how you shining. I feel like, not like, of course you were shining before, but I feel like you was dancing on this one. Yeah. I felt like you was just crazy. I felt like it was always your time to prove it. Is that something you had in your mind when you was going in recording?
Oh, for sure. Okay. You know what I mean? Enough is enough. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm chill. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Laid back, but mm-hmm. it's time to pop it. You know what I mean? I mean, time to give me my flowers. You know what I mean? Yes. I don't want them later on when I ain't here.
God damn it. You know what I mean? I want them right now.
Goddamn it.
Yo, this is 12 Kyle from the 12 Kyle podcast. And every week, you should be like me, and you should be listening to the Frocast. I mean, first and foremost, shout out to the star of the Frocast, Queen Germ. Big shout out to Queen Germ, Frocast Nation. And shout out to my boy, King Germ. I mean, maybe he's my boy. I don't really know because Germ likes North Carolina A&T, and I went to South Carolina State. And Germ likes University of Florida in football, and I like Florida State. I don't even know if we're really boys. But anyway, y'all should listen to the Frocast every Friday. I'm your boy, 12 Kyle. I'll catch y'all guys next time. 5,000.
Yo, 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 what up? All the way live from the 919. It's Fonte. Fonticolo. Giving a shout out to my people at MappyAfro.com.
Yo, Shorty, a.k.a. Good Kid, Red City. I just called to say congratulations on Frocast. Once again, y'all still ain't shit, though. God bless. Congratulations. Nappy Afro, Fro Nation, out.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. One the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. The Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the Bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. The Best There Is, The Best There Was, The Best There Ever Will Be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. You Can't Fit This Hustle Inside of a Rapper, a.k.a. The Duke of Dignity, a.k.a. Ravish, Rick, Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now is for all you low energy, not really engaging with your audience, or you got guests on your show and you're talking about stupid ass topic ass podcasters, keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show you what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class. A.K.A. my afro is my halo and my favorite A.K.A. of them all.
Your grade is your motherfucking grade.
And I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to download, subscribe, rate the Frocast on any podcast reader. You can go to Frocast.com to hear the show. Or you can go to any DSP. We own them all. We also have a voicemail that you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave voicemail, we'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon. We get exclusive behind the scenes content and get shout out on the show like our latest Patreons. You got David, we got Bridget, we got James, and we got Maz. So shout out to those four. Thank y'all for y'all support. Hey, y'all could be just like them. Get shout out on the show for just a little as a dollar by becoming a Patreon. Now, if option A, B, or C didn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. What's option D? Retweet it, reblog it, add us in your story, tag us in the story. A lot of y'all just throwing us in your story and I don't get to see it because it don't send me a motherfucking alert that y'all goddamn did this. So that's why a lot of y'all not getting shouted out. I just realized that because y'all got to understand, I follow 800 people on Instagram. So I ain't no way I can watch 800 stories. But if you tag me in the story, it'll say at Frocast, such and such tagged you. You know what I'm saying? Like Short T, sometimes you do it, sometimes you won't. Rule of myself, you just throw it in the story, and I always watch your story, so that's why I always see it. That's why he gets shouted out. West Virginia Uncommonplace, good for it. Dolomite, always showing love every week. Who else was it last week? It was a lot of y'all. You know what I'm saying? Dr. Abrasive. You know what I'm saying? They gang, but still, we all show each other love. And yeah, look, that's all we asking. So if you see the show, share the show, tag us in it, because sharing is caring. Now, all the pandering is out of the way. Queen Germ, I got to ask you, how was your week?
So far, so good, trying to piece it all together. I'm not understanding, like, customer service is on an all-time low. I mean, even in some of the best places I've been in lately, Publix is falling off.
Where shopping is a pleasure.
Or not. And
it Chick-fil-A is. Don't believe her.
Is falling off. I mean, these are places that were known for their customer service.
And, staples in customer service.
And now it's like you done hired too many young people. I get it. You may not work at customer service. You may be on a break. Man,
fuck that. What's the old mantra say? Your check say Chick-fil-A. Your check say
move away from the area if you're not on the clock right now. Don't give me the impression that you're just playing and goofing off right here.
Yeah, because let me tell you something, Walmart nigga. I don't give a fuck what department you work in. If I'm on the aisle with a motherfucker cereal wet and I ask where the Lucky Charms at, you say, oh, I don't even work in this area. Well, I tell you what, motherfucker, your ass do today. Your ass do today. So you better help me find this motherfucking cereal, bitch ass nigga.
There's always a way to say that. It's like, I'm not so sure because this is not my area, but I would look it up for you.
Exactly.
I mean, just so that the person knows, like, it's not that I don't know because this is not my area, but I'm glad to help you because I'm over here. But you sitting there going to tell me, oh, I don't even know what that is. Oh, I don't even know what that's
at. Get your fucking ass away from here then, motherfucker.
Take your damn jacket off or vest off so that I don't even think that you're on the clock. Like, if that's what it is, roll that shit up if you about to go home. If you doing personal
Oh, this ain't shopping. My section. This ain't my... But get the fuck on then.
But the
can you unlock this box so I can get this video game out of here? No. Why the fuck you over here then, Walmart employee?
Walmart I'm on
break.
Worst.
Well, take your ass somewhere. Take your vest off if you on break. Get the fuck on. That shit burns me up. I'm sorry.
Walmart is the worst by far.
I don't understand. I mean, as bad as custom service they have and we keep going back, I just don't get it.
It's the convenience. It's the convenience. And you paying in the convenience fee with your money and your time and your sanity because it just doesn't make sense. Like, okay, because Walmart is so close, I end up going there more than I should.
Yeah.
It's just the point that sometimes I go out of my way. I'll buy certain stuff from Publix. I'll buy certain things from Target.
Where shopping is a pleasure.
Just so that I can have to get less things from Walmart because it is a mess over there. And it's about to be a real mess because Thanksgiving is coming up. The shit is finna be tore up. And then Christmas, you already know what it's about. So y'all better order this stuff online and save yourself a headache.
Yeah, because you get good customer service online, I heard. But yeah. You fuck around, they throw anything in your goddamn bag just to get that shit on the off they list. You be like, nigga, I done seen people go to Walmart, niggas and gave them all kind of t-shirts that, nigga, this not what I ordered. Like, what the fuck was you grabbing? So
people don't have care. Yeah. And that's just the sad part about it, because even when I went to Wendy's that day, the lady for breakfast, when the sausage biscuits were $1, the lady messed up the thing. I don't know what it was. I don't know if the bread was hard. It was something. And so I told the lady, and she said, well, it wasn't but $1, but it was my dollar.
I don't give a fuck.
You ain't even in the place to tell me about what it was. Like, I know what I paid for. You know what I paid for. Give me the shit I asked for. It's not that serious. So
by the time they had the free drink with any biscuit purchase, so I buy the cheapest biscuit, get the biggest fucking drink. And then the woman gonna tell me, oh, we out of large cups. I said, okay, well, I mean, ain't like you paid for it. Motherfucker, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
You don't get to tell me that.
If you talking shit, like, how about you just give me whatever cup you got then?
Let's how about you give me two of them that give me the volume that's in the damn large
cup? Yeah, motherfucker. But, damn, I ain't mean to. ain't mean to jump in your week like that.
Well, how was your week?
Oh, wow. Damn. I don't even see. I'm usually asking myself that, so I'm glad you asked. Mm-hmm. Y'all know how my week go. I know what y'all came here for. For the ones that don't know, Coach Germ update. So, this week, the Gladiators of Tom Brown Park went and traveled to play the Lions of Meridian Park. Now, this game was important because winner goes to the championship game. So, you know, we hot right now. So, we go in the game. You know, I got my defense fired up. You know, I'm telling them, like, look, man, this is the game of the season right here. This don't matter. Like, if we don't win this, the rest of the season is a loss cause. Like, I don't come to the park to not play for the championship. Like, to be honest with you, like, I don't show up for – I'm like LeBron, nigga. If I'm showing up, it's the championship or bust. If I don't win the chip, it feel like, it's a waste of fucking time. You know how much trouble I go through at home to coach football? And if at least got to make it worth it. You know what I'm saying? Can't be out here – because what kind of defense do I got if my team 3-3?
Ain't shit.
I'm sitting there. She like, nigga, that ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? We at least got to be 4-2. You know what I'm saying? At least minimum.
4-2?
I got at least win 4 games. I can't win 3 games. I can't win. I ain't did that 3 games in a long time. But get back to the story this year. So basically, we at those crossroads. Winner goes to the championship game. On kickoff or something, we bang they niggas up. They fumble on kickoff. In the process, they star player get hurt, allegedly. Allegedly. He's the coach's son. He get hurt. So he just plays running back. So they fumble, we get the ball, we go down there and score. Boom. Defense come out on the field. Listen, my defense the last 14 quarters of my defense, we only giving up 1 touchdown and motherfucking 5 first downs. Maybe 5 at the most, the last 14 quarters. I know in the last couple games, we only be giving up 1 first down, maybe 2. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go out there because I know it's 1, 2, 1, that's 5. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, listen, lights out defense. Funny story, we up 19-0 at halftime. Notice I said we up 19-0 at halftime. Mm-hmm. So, we ain't had time to run out of the banner because, you know, coach was running late, whatever like that. So, we had time to run through the banner. So, at halftime, we run out the banner and had smoke on the damn field, nigga. Had the fire extinguishers out there. Them boys came out in the smoke. I don't know if that was disrespectful to the other coaches or not.
It was.
But we didn't give a goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Because like I told them boys, I was out there talking shit. After the game, ended up being 31-0. Defense, we had like 4 turnovers that day. We had 2 interceptions, 2 fumbles. You know what I'm saying? We defense playing amazing. Like I said, they only got 1 first down. You know, and that was because on some bullshit, like some bullshit, they got that first down. They ain't get past the 50 all day. Like, the shit was a snorer. I was out there talking shit, you know what I'm saying? So, after the game, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't really talking shit to nobody. I was just being very animated about my defense because they are the star of our team, is the defense. TJ on the other side of the ball scoring 3-4 touchdowns a game, that's great. My defense as a unit, shutting them down. We making plays. We gang tackling. And like I said, game this week, play tomorrow. We got to go against the little brothers, the rejects, the Tom Brown 2 team.
Don't say that.
It is what it is. I mean, it is what it is. Hey, yeah, I said it. Them niggas had the nerve not to practice on Monday. Oh, it's going to get disrespect. I was going to take it easy on them. If they would have came to practice on Monday.
They finna have to take it easy on y'all.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, all right.
We finna see.
Oh, hey, look. You gonna see the defense score a touchdown this motherfucking week. I guarantee it.
Okay.
I'm putting it out there on wax.
Like you guaranteed that the Florida Gators was gonna upset the Georgia Bulldogs?
Look, man, we ain't talking about that. I don't even know what you're talking about, Shawty. This is the Tom Brown update. Okay. Don't be trying to bring in the Georgia Bulldogs on this shit, man. Okay. Like, look, you use your time for that. Okay. So, anyway. Anyway, final score.
Bulldogs!
Final score ended up being 31-0. Tom Brown's victorious. We moving on to the championship game. We have one more game, but we already locked our spot in for the championship. We got one more game, like I said, and that's tomorrow. At the time of this recording, that would be tomorrow. Shout out to 12 Cal. So that's what it is. Defense look good, sharp. Offense, like I said, coach is finally starting to, you know what I'm saying, lean on that horse. Like, he should have did that in game one, and we wouldn't be in this situation. Well, we'd still be in the situation on our way to the championship, but we'll be, you know, looking a whole lot better. So hopefully he knows, because coach put the table to game one in the damn thing. He fed his nephew the ball like 15, 16 times. I said, oh, I almost threw up looking at the game footage. I don't want to look at it no more. I already lived that shit. Reliving it ain't doing. No, nigga, because we got a championship team. That's why I'm, hey, we should be undefeated.
Well, you're not.
That's all I'm saying. That team, we gave them 3 motherfucking touchdowns. They only earned 2 of the motherfuckers. That's all I'm saying. We gave them 3. They only earned 2. So that's all I'm saying. And the reason why, because we did some dumb ass shit. I said we. It wasn't me, but it was we, because we a team. But anyway, y'all know what it is, man. Coach Germ update. We in full of feezy. We in a championship game. So, hey, listen. I know the last 2 years has been some amazing stories on the Coach Germ update. But this one here, this year here has been special because it's the defense that I built, man. And it's like orchestrated, got the pieces, and they fucking amazing. I was kind of nervous about defense at first because I was like, you know, I've been doing offense for so fucking long. You know what I'm saying? You got to have that edge to do defense. And you know what I'm saying? And so I had to get my edge back.
Yeah, grumpy.
I mean, but it works. And you know, it's only during football season. As soon as football season over with, I'm going to be a happy guy. Because the grind of going to practice every day won't be there. I just get to come home and look at my lovely wife and stare into your eyes and just get those butterflies all over again. So, you know, that's what's going to be, you know. It's going to be cold outside. I get to just cuddle up with you, girl.
The fair's coming this weekend. You get to ruin that for me again.
I ain't gonna ruin it. Look, how do I get to ruin stuff for you?
Cause you always cause come you ask me bad attitude.
What?
You always come in a bad attitude in a motherfucking cold.
Cause at least I got the cold out the way already. Got the cold out the way already. So
you get sick again this weekend.
I can't.
Just for the sake of being shitty.
I won't. Last time I was sick was in July, like about July. So that ain't bad. That's on my normal schedule. Well, you usually only get sick about twice, but. You know, with all this going on now, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's all good. But like I said.
Yeah. Shout out to my good, to my young bull Pork, man, for the medicine ball suggestion at Starbucks. Listen, people, the medicine ball is legit. It's some kind of witchcraft, magicry, some wizardry in that cup. Because that little concoction of whatever it is, just go to Starbucks, you ain't feeling good, or you need your throat to feel a little better, you got a little frog in your throat. Go to Starbucks and say, give me a medicine ball. They'll know what you're talking about. Because apparently, you know, it's widespread knowledge. But shout out to Pork for putting me on because I didn't know nothing about it. Me neither. But this is the first time I've had a cold and I didn't take any medicine. I just drank me about 3 or 4 medicine balls. So that's all the medicine I took. I went the holistic way this time. I didn't take any.
Because unless they put something in there that we didn't know nothing about. But, I mean, menthol is still a chemical, but still.
It's peppermint.
Yeah, but it's still a chemical. I mean, all of these things are chemicals. So.
Well, I mean, peppermint grows naturally, doesn't it?
But it's still, it had to be extracted from the plant.
Oh, nonetheless, I got you.
It's all good. But it was a very good beverage. It was easy going down, and it cleared the nasal passages.
Yes, it opens you up like within minutes of drinking it. You'd be like, oh, God, I can breathe. And you know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, wow. So whatever's in that medicine ball, shout out to y'all, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it. That's my week. I think that's all great that happened.
This timeline, my nigga.
Why are you rushing, baby? Take it slow, baby. Mm-mm. Take it slow, girl. Don't rush me. Don't rush it. You can't rush the feeling. So that's all 5 weeks. Let's go since we're getting hurried into this timeline. First topic, man. Y'all know what it is, man. What's on the timeline? Now, the big story this week is still that guy that wears the rain boots and is walking around saying crazy stuff. So we're not going to even mention that. He's still dominating the headlines. So outside of that, I found something else to dominate the headlines that you probably didn't hear about. Now, Queen Germ, have you ever been, what you call that word? It starts with a D. Discriminated against for a job, you believe?
Sure I have.
You sure you have?
I'm a black woman.
You're a black woman. You feel like you've been discriminated against. Okay. Well, this guy right here is a white male, and he said he was discriminated against. He said, I was rejected from a job because my penis is too big.
How would they know that?
Apparently they said a man with an impressive 9.5-inch penis has allegedly has alleged, ooh, God.
You high.
He was rejected from a job because they thought he had an erection during his interview.
Well, he the nasty motherfucker to come on the job with your dick hard. Mm-mm. That ain't what you
said. He said it wasn't hard. He said it's just big, like he big meat. Big meat, not Larry Hoover. He big meat.
Whatever.
So he said,
he's white, so I don't believe it.
This man, Joe, aptly titled My Massive Cock, that's the name of the show he was on, which follows well-endowed men. While some on the series admit they don't mind their large appendages, others are seeking reduction surgeries following struggles to fit in among peers and strangers. See, ladies, y'all sit up there and say y'all want a nigga with a 10-inch dick, and niggas with 10-inch dicks not happy with 10-inch dicks. See, y'all got to understand.
Nobody's ever happy with what they got. They always want something else.
Yeah. Joe, who chose to withhold his surname, is among those who have said their large penis has gotten in the way of leading a normal life and even derailing his career. He said, the scaling is off, quite off. It's thicker than my forearm. It's about 7 inches around. Joe said of his privates.
Ain't no way.
Yo.
Because for one.
Nigga said his dick was 7 inches around.
If his dick was that big.
The size of his forearm.
If his dick was that big, he wouldn't need no job.
God. No job. Why are you looking for a job, Joe?
He wouldn't need
Joe, you're in the wrong business. You need to be a freak. Nigga, if your dick is that big, go to the league, my nigga.
I'm trying to tell you.
Go to the big time. You sitting right here. Bruh, you can't fuck normal women with a dick that big. What normal woman?
It's some normal women who are freaks, and they would love to get that ding-a-ling.
Look. It said, Joe said his large member requires he wear special underwear with a pouch to fit everything in and prevent his penis from falling out. Yo, this nigga slanging, nigga.
I saw the dick. It was not in that impressive.
Nigga. However, Joe recalled that his bespoke briefs did him no favors during his embarrassing job interview. The response I got was, you're not going to get the job. We thought you were a good candidate, but we thought there was inappropriate behavior happening, he said on the program. They thought I had an erection throughout this whole interview, and they were very much like, your attire wasn't right. Joe recalled the subtext being, we can see your dick, he suggested.
I mean, but if you know you got a big dick, then there's certain pants you don't even supposed to wear. You don't want the people, if that's not what you advertising, then why are you going to the job with some pants that's going to show your dangling?
Jesus. The synopsis of the show reads, an extra large penis is an object of desire for many, but for some men, extra large seriously complicates their lives and relationships, and penis reduction surgery seems like the only answer.
That's not going to be the answer. If your dick is big as you say it is, sir, it's women who want it, and it's other people who going to be around you that's going to be feeling.
So a nigga with a forearm-sized dick, you letting them fuck?
No.
Why not?
I'm not, but I'm just saying, I mean, it's ladies who would want it.
What lady would want that?
There's a whole lot of people that
ladies,
don't know what they like. I had an 8-pound, 5-ounce baby.
That's different. So your body was prepared like for months for open months. Up to that.
If that's what I wanted just, to get up in there.
If a nigga throw a forearm-sized dick in your coochie off the rip, off the random shit, hey, hell, hey, bro, listen.
You don't know that shit is made to stretch.
That nigga got an elephant trunk in his fucking pants.
You can get right up in there. It will expand.
7 inches around.
It will. And that's why I say that's not realistic.
God.
I don't believe his dick that big.
What the fuck, my nigga? That day.
But
bro.
I mean, I saw the bulge in the article. It's not giving me that's how thick it is.
Ooh. I wonder, is that seven
flaccid.
Flaccid. If that's 7.5, 9.5 flaccid, this nigga is a mutant, nigga. This nigga should be on X-Men. They gonna call that nigga like...
No. Don't do it. But yeah, I mean, I don't believe it. I mean, not saying that white men can't have big dicks, but I'm not buying it.
That's what Kanye's wife left him. They said Pete Davidson. He told Kanye. Kanye said something to Charlamagne like, "Help me, you got to help me, Charlamagne. My wife left me for a white boy with a 10-inch dick." I said, "Whoa, Charlamagne!" Like,
how does he even know?
Bruh, what the fuck, nigga? Like, hey, listen, you know Hollywood, Nick, weird, nigga. Them niggas be fucking each other and shit. So, ain't no telling.
If Kanye ain't fucking the nigga, I don't see how he know how big the man dick is.
Hey, maybe she told him. She's like, you know, Kanye, I'm fucking him, and his dick is bigger than yours. Da-da-da-da. You know, she probably said that. Came on to me.
But you lame because you was with him long enough. The band is crazy.
Hey, she only fuck niggas for power. For, you know, I don't know. You know, she got a reputation. She ain't fucking a nigga for because he got a big dick. She needed Kanye for maneuvering her way through the, you know, pop culture and all that to keep the brand going. So, you know, so whoever the next dude with Kim Kardashian is with, it's going to be a business decision. It's not going to be for love. So, you know, but we're not going to talk about the crazy person. We're going to get back on big boy. So, I just, this shit funny to me. Because, like, nigga got a fucking fire hose for a penis, and this nigga...
But he doesn't.
And then it's like, he a little nigga. Like, he little. Like, he look like weird.
It's not real.
Come on, man. The nigga said he got... Bro, it had to be verified.
I saw the bulge. Why would it have to be verified?
Because they said the nigga on the show.
Okay.
He pulled it out.
For who?
It was blurred out. I mean, I ain't see it.
Yeah, but then as it continued, you see the bulge in the underwear.
So that's flaccid then.
It ain't giving me no...
This nigga got... Man, this shit got to be weird, bro.
It ain't giving me no...
Damn, nigga. Nah, I'm cool on that, bro. Because then, like I said, you can't get no good pussy. You can't get no good pussy. Yeah, you can't... You ain't going to never get no good pussy. You got to take it easy. You just sticking the head in, basically. You ain't getting... You ain't
never busting no nut. Because that means your dick is this wide. From here to here. From here to here, that's inches. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah. So,
it's from the bottom of my palm to the top of my middle finger. That's not going in anybody's coochie. This is
going. And that's what I said. You ain't getting no good coochie. Cause then you gotta think about how much blood does it take to get your dick fully hard. Your dick to get fully hard.
Who mouth can get that in there?
Hey, they got some out there. That big mouth girl to be biting them sandwiches. She got that big old mouth. I said, I know she could get it. She got the world's largest mouth. Her mouth like that fucking. Yeah, I see. That shit looks weird, nigga. It's like a cartoon drew her or something. But
I'm telling you, the people, it's too much. It's too much going on.
Yeah. So shout out to all y'all niggas that's out here. Like, y'all niggas ain't getting no good pussy, bro. Like, y'all freak show ass niggas. Go to the league, nigga. If you walk around here working at Walmart and bro. Go to the league.
Shit, you don't,
go to the league.
You got something that can buy your way anywhere you want.
Go to the league.
Don't be going to the job where the men scared or sit around by you because you got the biggest dick in the room. You go somewhere niggas, where they will appreciate.
Niggas should know you got the biggest dick in the room, but
if the people can see your dick,
if the niggas know it, like, yo, you need to get the fuck on because you a weirdo ass nigga. Hey yo, big dick, get on away from me, bro. Nah, take your ass around,
y'all
nigga.
Y'all mad because y'all ain't.
Nah,
y'all ain't
nigga, I'm cool, bro. You mutant ass nigga, like, go on somewhere.
Big dick still in
all the girls just want to see it. They don't really want to fuck you. They just want to see it.
No, they want to see how far I can get up in there.
Nah, someone gonna know, like, nah, I'm cool. I just wanted to see it. And then now you really look like a weirdo because now you just like, all the girls at work to see your dick, but ain't none of them fuck. Man, stop.
They'll help him out. Somebody will jack his dick or something.
Yeah, nigga, jack my dick. Nigga, I'm not 12.
That's all I can do.
I'm not 12.
What you going to stick it in? Bruh. Oh, okay. So you can't. Hey,
like
you
I
can't
said, leave. That's a sad, lonely life. Damn. But anyway, we'll see what we can find for the timeline next week, y'all. Cutting ties with people in turmoil. Speaking of the crazy people with the rubber with the rain boots, the crazy person with the rain boots. I noticed a lot of people are cutting ties with him, and I mean everybody just running away because of shit he said. I want to know, Queen Jern, how do you stand with somebody in turmoil?
I mean, if y'all legitimately friends, family, whatever, you should be able to stand there when they're going through because you would expect somebody to have that same level of loyalty for you. I just don't understand. Like, why people waiting until now to try to distance themselves because he been doing dumb stuff.
Yes.
Like, y'all wasn't trying to help the nigga get no help.
Y'all said they're still partying with him, laughing at him.
Yeah.
All that shit is entertaining then, but then now he going on a tangent, if you want to call it that.
He coming for some people that don't want him to be coming for them.
Yeah, and
they didn't call for him, he shouldn't be coming for them. And that's just what it is.
It's funny how they call that hate speech, but... Saying, you know, it ain't hate speech when you talking about you gonna kill and shoot a nigga and rob a nigga and smack a nigga and fuck his girl
and his mama.
Knock it. That ain't hate speech right there. You know what I'm saying? But you say something about a particular group of people, oh, that's hate speech. Yeah, what? Like but that. It ain't. Y'all didn't say nothing when I was talking about killing my fellow man. That was cool. But when I said something that offended you, that's hate speech. Like, it don't. Nah, that don't. It's got to be hate speech all the way around. If that's not hate speech when I'm talking shit about my fellow man, or, you know, I'm calling my girl a bitch, or my girl calling her home girl a bitch, or if that ain't hate speech, then the other shit ain't hate speech either. Let's just keep it real. Let's keep it real. Because y'all don't give a fuck when it's niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, you do a little something, oh, you can't do that. Why? That's anti-Semitic. Whatever the fuck that mean. You know what I'm saying? Like, how? But why is that? What you call it when you being be disrespectful to black people? Like, whatever we've seen.
You want
to
call that, and they continue to
yes,
do that shit.
Yes.
And people keep their jobs and shit and say all kind of wicked crap.
And then what's your first thing y'all say? Well, they say it in rap music. Well, y'all say it. They just turn it back on us.
Y'all ain't us, though.
You know what I'm saying? So, I know Jewish people sit there and joke with each other about them being about the stereotypes. About it, I'm pretty sure. You know, I'm a whatever. You know, I don't know any Jewish slang or slurs or whatever they call, because I don't want to offend nobody. I don't know any.
Yeah.
But I know they sit around and
what the stereotypical thing is. Like, you
know, they know it.
You know, pencil whip me in.
Yes.
All kind of they good with the numbers and whatever else. They, so, you know, they got some stuff now.
I'm pretty sure they sit around and do this fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody do it. White people do it. Black people do it. Indian, Latino. Everybody does it.
Yeah.
But you want me to think y'all don't do it?
Well, we know they do.
I can see.
The fact that people have a standard that black people don't force other people to respect.
How many Holocaust movies have you seen?
None.
How many slave movies have you?
Lots.
How many Holocaust movies have you heard them making? They ain't that many, but goddamn, it's a lot of a lot of slave movies. Black people getting their heads kicked in by white people, which. I'm starting to agree about the racist porn. I'm starting to agree about it because. Racist porn is when they make these movies where black people getting their heads split open by white people in them. And, you know, they making them for somebody. Like you don't got to show all that shit. Like, if you going to make an old movie and you show where the Klan coming through. And, like that movie, that show where they had the baby and they were throwing the baby around. You know what I'm saying? What was
I remember
that?
You
showed on Lovecraft Country. When the baby was crying, they put the baby in a bag and was just throwing the baby around. And they were playing catch with the baby until they killed the baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. That I'm pretty sure it's a racist ass motherfucker. Like, ooh.
I'm talking about loving
it. Ooh, like, ooh. You see the way, like, that motherfucker put that nigga mouth on the curb and stepped on his head?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know somebody said, like, ooh. So, no, I'm not participating in those movies no more. It's racist porn. So, we got to get back to saying, like, hey, that's why I don't like siding with the crazy person, but he did make a point. When he was talking all that wild shit about niggas, nobody disassociated himself with him. He ain't lose one deal. But as soon as he said something about the Jewish people, they was on his ass. Everybody, I mean, Adidas, Aaron Donald, anybody that had something to do with him, they were just lining up, disassociating themselves with this motherfucker. And I was just like, Adidas said they own the design, so they can still keep selling his shit. His shoes and shit, because they own the designs. Damn, yay. And then they put out an old... Point. They would put like by, you know, they call themselves yay. So it had B, Y, E, you know what I'm saying? Then they had that Y and E and like, you know, like by yay. So, you know,
but then that means niggas need to stop buying the shit. So
even niggas ain't buying the shit. It's the white people. See, that's what everybody think. Everybody tells me, oh, Kanye West, he doing this for black people. First of all of most of Kanye West's business is white people. Okay. Let's not even get it twisted.
I see enough of them ugly shoes in the street.
Yeah, but you know the white kids got it. That's who's buying the shit. Niggas ain't buying no $90 fucking stupid ass t-shirt with holes in that shit. Hell fucking no. We'd be like, I make one of them shits. That's what a nigga would do. You know what I'm saying? But nigga, come on, man. White kids the one paying high price for this bullshit. So, you know.
I mean, let them do what they do. I just feel like, you know, the way we do business as a culture, as black people, we gotta do better because it's just not the best thing that we can have because it's too much of this stuff. Like, day after day, you got another person killed, you got another person with whatever going on, and it's just too much of the same old because people are getting desensitized to the fact that people are getting killed every freaking day for bullshit.
Yeah.
And we gotta realize, like...
That's not normal.
It is not normal. It cannot become the norm. It cannot be our norm. It has to stop.
Yeah.
It has to stop. If you get too damn emotional, you don't need to own a firearm. You know you don't need to own one.
It's too easy to get one.
You got to go out here in the streets, and as soon as somebody have a disagreement, you want to shoot them.
But again, the problem is, though, you have more responsible gun owners than you have irresponsible gun owners.
And that's
so
true.
And the irresponsible gun owners mess it up for the responsible ones, because people come out here and want to make laws restricting getting guns when you got responsible people like, nigga, this is some bullshit. Like, why the fuck I'm losing my right because of this dumbass? You know what I'm saying?
But you ain't punishing the people who beat dumbasses like saying enough. They would think twice if your freedom was taken from doing some dumb shit.
But look, though, how many people die from alcohol versus killings a year?
Probably more.
You know what I'm saying? But they ain't did nothing about that.
They profiting off of it. And then, again, you're choosing to do that. That's why I say it ain't but two ways to die, suicide or homicide. So the shit you do to yourself, even though you might not die until decades later, you done did it. Every day you're waking up, you're smoking, you're drinking, you're doing whatever it is. You're eating food that ain't no good for you. You doing that to yourself. Mm-hmm. So we all have our vices or what have you. And society, they know how to profit off of it. Because even with the foods that's on the market, you already know. They don't care about your health. Your teeth gonna be raggedy. You have high blood pressure, diabetes. All of these things, they making money at the grocery store and when you go to the damn doctor's office and when you gotta pick up your prescriptions. Come on now. They getting all your money. So you got to be able to make a choice. You got all this shit around you. What you going to do? People got these guns. They going in the club. You riding down the street. Why you got to have so much? Like, who are you to where you got to have guns everywhere you go? You got guns in your house, guns in your car. Because
people out there got motherfucking guns, nigga. It's like that's the conundrum for that. Like, you shouldn't have to ride around every day with your gun, but you'd rather be caught with it than without it. Because you fuck around and get caught out there without your gun and you in some shit. And that could be your fucking life. So I understand why people carry their guns all the time. I'm glad I don't live a life where I have to ride around like that. Well, I mean, I know I should, but I don't, because it's like, I don't put the energy out there. But a lot of times, them the niggas that get caught up.
Exactly.
So it's a give and take. It's a give and take. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I don't know. It's kind of funny. But getting back to what the original topic was, disassociate with people. Now, for example, business-wise, would you disassociate with somebody? Let's say you're doing business with somebody. Y'all got your own little business in town. I ain't mean to say little because it's a little business, but it's a business you got with somebody. They get into some foolishness, you know, get caught up in their name in the news and shit. How are you handling it?
I mean, you got to crunch the numbers. First of all, is a relationship worth going through this hassle? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a cost to benefit. You know what I'm saying? So is it going to cost me more to be an ally of yours, or is it going to be a relationship that we got to sever the ties? Like, you got to know what it is. So if we crunch the numbers, or if I know 100% this my person, I'm going to stand by them regardless of what they got going on. We'll do damage control as much as we can, but I'm going to just take this loss because the friendship is worth more to me than the money. But if it's only business, fuck that. If the numbers show me that this shit ain't gonna work.
Okay, so people talking about oh, boycott y'all business, boycott cause this person works there, boycott Queen Germ and King Germ's auto sales or whatever. Uh-huh. Cause I got into some bullshit. So they talking about boycotting. So then what you doing?
I mean, if
we're just partners, we're not married here.
Exactly. So we losing money. So
yeah, we losing money.
So I got to let you go, like the white girl said. Let it go. Let it go, because it doesn't make any sense. Because if I really want to do you some good, if I sabotage on the front end for us, right, I could possibly save enough by cutting you loose. I could slide some money in some other different ways to you so that you can still be okay. And we can still have a productive product that's getting out there. Yeah. But otherwise, you sitting here trying to save.
Oh, no. I would tell you.
Fighting to do XYZ. It don't make no sense to do that.
I would tell you, look, publicly throw me under the bus.
Yeah.
But you say, hey, we cut ties with him. He's no longer in the business.
You won't be on the payroll. Yeah. We got to send the money to your kids or whatever way we got to put it out there.
Yeah, you cut ties with me public, but we still 50-50 in this motherfucking nigga. Like,
yeah, that's what it is.
But you ain't got nothing to do with it. Okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? Throw me under the bus, nigga. Say I ain't shit.
But see, this is a thing that always has to happen to y'all black people. Because see, it's a trend. This thing is a cycle. It keeps happening and happening and happening. But y'all niggas start to feel like you ain't niggas no more. You want to go, you know what I'm saying? You ain't, you don't want to be Toby. You playing this here. You want to be Kunta. Okay? Y'all want to act like y'all above and want to do XYZ. The point is, you get out here with these white folk. The white folk make you feel special. Now you don't.
They got a good way of doing it, too.
You feeling like you on top of the world. Ain't no
shout out to all our white listeners.
So, I guess I said it wrong. You want to be Toby. You don't want to be Kunta.
There you go.
Because you out here in these streets. You done played and danced and did all the stuff for the white man. Now they had to show you, because you done got beside yourself, that you still a nigga. Now he's learning that hard lesson that he's still a nigga. That's just basically what it is. Because you thought you was above reproach. You thought you could go out here and talk that talk. Now these crackers had to let you know what
they said. You in our world over here, nigga.
That's the shit that you can't do.
Yeah, you can't do that over here with us, nigga. Yeah. Are you fucking crazy? You
come over here.
Yes, we allowed you to be in this space.
Exactly. You know? So, hey, all I can do is hope that he can weather the storm, because the young man seems to be a little unhinged. And I just feel like, you know, anything is possible to happen to that one right there.
So, but just standing beside somebody that's in turmoil, you don't see no problem with that.
I don't see nothing wrong
with it. Depends on what they did.
Yeah, because like the shit he did, I wouldn't have a problem standing by him if it was just in this moment. Now he's done enough crazy things that
Wasn't this one that got him. It was all the other shit.
But I just feel like if it's a true alliance, you should be able to stand with the person through thick or thin. If it's a thing that we just business
a strategic partners, alliance.
If we know what we're doing.
Shout out to Dolly.
If we know what we're doing and we're doing the damn thing, then do what's best for the brand. Do what's best for the business. Look out for each other. And whether that means one person got to go down and the other one got to bring that bone home, do what you got to do. But otherwise, I mean, like, it's a game for all of them anyway. So it's like, why we got to be the poster children for fucking up our business?
Yeah.
Ain't no need for me to sit here and say loyalty over everything when the loyalty...
We about to lose everything.
Yeah, we about to lose everything. So then we finna be out here in these streets. Nah, if we got to look bad and get that check, do what we got to do, and we'll worry about rebuilding, rebranding later.
Facts. Like I said, me personally... Like I said, it just all really depends on what the person did, if I'm going to cut ties with them. If it's just like if you did some old sicko shit, I can't stand with you. And if, like you said, if I'm starting to lose money, probably got to cut ties with you.
I mean, if it's something that I don't agree with, I'm not going to stand with you and you over here violating people.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
that's not some shit I'm on. Yeah. But if you talking about something, you just said some shit.
That
ain't, I mean, like, especially like if it ain't some shit that was violating some people. Like, you ain't talking about no real shit with this one.
You're right. Like, if I ain't get mad at you talking about black people, I damn sure can't get mad about you talking about some white people.
I don't know.
And then let me ask you a question. Getting back to this Jewish thing. Jewish people, do y'all know there are black Jews? Do y'all not understand
that? They're not giving y'all no entrance into the party.
Like, baby, that's why they're Jew-ish. The blacks are Jews and the whites are Jew-ish. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's what it is. But you know.
We done stayed here too long.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and move on. Are you scared, my nigga?
Oh, I ain't scared of nobody. I'm about to say. Fuck that.
Okay. Got a real quick question for you, Queen Germ.
What, nigga?
Now, you got couples, right? Sometimes couples have friends, right? And then, you know, if a couple breaks up, who get the friends?
I mean, we wouldn't have that problem because we don't share friends.
We
ain't got no friends. You got your friends, I got my friends.
Yeah, so sometimes, you know, they everybody
they
cool.
They speak, but that's about it. So we got our friends.
Yeah, that couple shit weird. Like, don't couple friend me. Let me, you know what I'm saying? Like, we, you know, don't force me on to.
So you need a prenup for your friends?
No, I'm just saying, don't, like, I understand us going out seeking other couples to hang with, but.
Not necessarily even seeking. Just happening.
But just happening, you know, but if you are friends with somebody, I don't have to be friends with their husband. You know what I'm saying?
You don't, because you won't.
Because it's like,
I tried.
Yes, I don't like meeting people like that. I like meeting people organically.
But it shouldn't matter.
It does.
You and a nigga is just talking.
You forcing a nigga in the room, then this nigga might be a nigga like, oh yeah, I like the Cowboys. Oh, well, we ain't got nothing to talk about, my nigga.
You got friends that don't like the same teams you like, nigga.
But that's different, though. They're my friends. I know them niggas.
Whatever.
You know,
all I'm saying is, it ain't necessary. And then the thing about it is, if we break up, we break up. People should be adults enough to say, if I'm cool with both of y'all, I can speak. You know what I'm saying? Whoever I originally friends with, that would be the person that I'm most loyal to. But you can't trust them people that's in between. Because then now you'll be trying to tell my business going back and telling them, oh, I seen she was with so-and-so-and-so. Blah, 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 blah. Because I'm going to be making it look good out here in the streets now. because I'm gonna want the people to go back and say something. So you already know it is what it is.
I wouldn't ask if we broke up and be like, huh? Well, man.
Yeah, I'm saying, but people will find a reason to want to tell
yeah.
you.
Yeah, I'll be like, hey, why y'all keep telling me about her, dog? I'm like, I don't care. Don't tell me no more about her. All right. Damn.
Yeah, but
well, I just find me some new friends because I think it would probably be awkward on the friends thing because they'd be like, who do they owe their loyalty to?
Yeah.
Like, especially like if it's the girl and that's her, you know, oh, the nigga, his girl basically gonna tell him, oh, you can't be friends with him no more. Yeah, exactly. That's what the nigga gonna hear. A nigga wouldn't say nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? But
not a real nigga.
Or they be like, oh, if you see old Marshall in the street, nigga, fuck that nigga. Don't say nothing to that nigga. Like, yo, it could be on some shit like that, but I don't know.
But yeah, I mean, when people do a whole lot of double dating and shit,
yeah,
they can easily get
shit weird. It's like grown up play dates. Dissing the ones that do it, because I mean, I'm pretty sure it works for them. You know, it's just if my friends got, I wish, you know, I lived in a town with my friends where I don't wish I lived in, but I wish my friends were closer to me, because then we could be cool with their wives, and that would feel more natural to me.
Yeah, when you do it. You see how that turns.
But
when you do it,
but it's your all friends, good. I'm cool. Friends, I'm cool with their husband. Like Joe, that's my nigga.
That's the only one.
What you mean?
I mean, I don't have no other friends. But
I'm about to say, you know what I'm saying? The one.
But I mean, like with
even, Joe, that's my nigga. So yeah, that I mean, me and I Joe, get, that wasn't that. That, yeah. that was organic.
Yeah, but that was because I'm friends with Pam that you was friends with him.
Joe just happened to be a cool ass nigga.
But I'm just saying.
What was the other nigga name? The one we used to play video games, what's his name? Nick?
We don't speak about him.
Him. Yeah, he was just on the video game tip. I ain't really like how the way he, you know what I'm saying, handled his business, but you know, that's why me and him couldn't vibe, because I got the vibe that he wasn't a good dude. So I ain't roll with him. Who else?
Let's just go.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So we don't have a lot of couple friends. So all y'all with couple friends, let me know who gets the friends if y'all break up. Well,
friends get broke up too.
This weekend we had not even an annual debate, a continued debate about this topic. Now, one is one of the greatest movies ever made, and one is one of the cultural staples in the black community. What I'm talking about here is, I'm talking about The Wizard of Oz versus The Wiz. Now, Queen Germ, between the two movies, which one do you think is a better movie?
I'm going to have to say by far is The Wiz. Now, when you think about this movie, you do all this talking about black empowerment, black this, black that, and you have a warped sense of reality. Like, you have been brainwashed to believe that white is right.
Mm.
You have some issues.
Wow. I think white is right?
Apparently you do.
Wow. Because
can you share with the listeners what you think between the two are the best?
Well, let me get a sip of water real quick. I want everyone to hear me loud and clear when I say this. Now, the question was asked, which one was a better movie between The Wiz and The Wizard of Oz? I am going to say it's The Wizard of Oz. And it's not even close. Not even close. The Wizard of Oz, like I said, is one of the greatest top 10 movies of all time. The Wiz is not that. The Wiz is good for black people. It was a cultural great. Attaboy. Good. Y'all can make movies now. You know what I'm saying? 1979. Hey, I guess it was a great achievement. It wasn't blaxploitation. It wasn't the Mac. It wasn't Superfly, nothing like that. So I guess they're the Shaft, Dolomite, or nothing like that. So they're happy. Like, who? Here's a good movie that we put together. Does it have star power? Absolutely. You got Michael Jackson, Diana Ross, Nipsey Russell. I can't really name anybody else in the movie. I think Sidney Poitier was in it. Clifton Powell. Who else was in it?
It's not even about who's in it. It's about the fact you say, was it a good movie? Was it a great movie? What about The Wizard of Oz makes it better?
First of all, it was one of the first movies to ever be in color. You know what I'm saying? And secondly, just the cinematography, the story, the acting, the singing,
And you want to hear white people sing versus
what does songs matter? That, what does it matter that, if they're white or not? It might have been some black people singing in there.
It wasn't. I can tell you right now, the movie was not trash because obviously they would not have based their movie off of
it. It's made off a book. It's made off a book. Yeah.
Okay. But the point is, the movie is just a movie. You acting like it. You shouldn't be able to identify with a motherfucking thing in The Wizard of Oz.
Why do I have to identify with? It's a good movie. I don't identify with.
And you know why? It's a good movie because that's what the fuck you've dreamed of.
What I dreamed of?
Being white and being around white. I dreamed of being white. And hanging around with the really? Caucasians. That's what you've dreamed of.
You think that?
They have put your dream on screen, so now you love it. You're eating it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner and ain't getting tired. But over here, we in reality. But you can identify with having fun, being black, being poor, making the best out of what you got, doing what you got to do to make it. But you don't want to see that. You don't want to enjoy that aspect because it's too much of you.
What?
You want to escape being black. So now you over here falling in love with them white people.
How you fall in love with, first
that's
of all.
That's what it was.
No.
That's all it could be because who in the black family is playing that on repeat when there's a Wiz?
You don't have to watch it on repeat.
Who is doing that?
You can watch Wiz of Oz one time and you're full. You ain't got to watch it again till next year.
Yeah, and you said next year. So you
got to watch the Wiz repeatedly because that shit ain't in it. It's like fucking
into a lifestyle of believing they not worthy. You didn't have one motherfucking black person in that movie. Who did you have black in that movie?
Why do you need somebody? Why?
Who?
What did the color have to matter?
It has everything.
You had color people in the movie.
Who?
The witch was green. Who? You had colored little people in Munchkin Land.
Okay. This is the
did they have little people in the Wiz? Now look. Let me get this. Before we go any further, let me.
Because
we're
not gonna do this too long.
We got about another 5 minutes of this talk. Before we go into this, let me let y'all know, I have only saw The Wiz in its entirety one time.
That's the nigga.
I mean, listen.
Self-hatred.
It's not self-hatred. It's a subpar movie.
It is.
It's subpar.
You watch all kinds of trash.
Exactly.
Multiple times.
And The Wiz is not one. Hey, I'll watch The Wiz again if I have to, because I think we might do a video about it. And you know, who knows? But I'm just sitting here saying The Wizard of Oz is a way better movie than The Wiz. Because, like I said,
it's not.
Music.
It's not.
Y'all, listen, y'all got
the
good songs.
Music is way better. Them white people songs can't see the songs off The Wiz. Come on now.
Come on.
Come the fuck on. That's how you know you don't like black people.
What?
It's no
you
way.
Cannot sit. I'm the blackest nigga you know.
And that's sad then. Because you ain't nowhere black if you talking about The Wiz. The Wizard of Oz is an average movie.
It is not
best movie of all times. It is not in comparison to The Wiz. Your black ass ought to be ashamed. You want to be Mr. I'm blackity black, nigga, you ain't shit.
I keep it real.
It ain't nowhere near real. If you talking about that movie is not good. One, like
I didn't say it was good. It just wasn't better than The Wiz and The Buzz.
You talking about music, best music, having a good time.
What good songs they had in The Wiz?
Ease on down the road. What you talking about?
Okay, off to see the Wizard, the Wonderful Wizard of Oz. You
no,
crazy.
I don't want to hear no shit like that.
Man, she was barring them up in that song.
Okay. And again, the nigga in you ain't real.
What?
That shit is fraudulent.
Fraudulent?
It's fabricated. It is not authentic at all, my friend. And I'm telling you, you ought to be ashamed to say those words. You shouldn't even feel comfortable putting your lips together to say no mess like that.
Nigga. Did you look? I'm just gonna let you know what she said.
I don't need to hear what she said.
She said,
seen that movie.
"We're off to see the Wizard, the Wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is a whiz of a whiz, if ever a whiz there was." Come on, bars right there, bars. Okay, give me another song in The Wiz that was good.
I'm not doing that because you said
you can't win.
Yeah, another good one.
It's all right
because it's a quality song.
It ain't better. That ain't a better Scarecrow song. Okay. If I Only Had a Brain is better than You Can't Win.
It's not.
I'm saying it. Now the dancing was better in You Can't Win, of course. But the song, better. Come on. I'm just saying.
I mean, if you say so.
Now, if you say so,
yeah,
you.
I mean, I'm telling you, I done said what I had to say. You still want to go on and on. I'm content with what I've said. Your opinion is obviously different than mine. And I ain't mad. I'm just letting you know that your opinion is different.
But you so, just said you called out my blackness and everything because of a movie.
You have been whitewashed. You
how have I been whitewashed because I think this movie is better?
Because somebody put that in front of you and made you feel like that was something that you ought to like. So you were brainwashed. You were told that this was a quality movie. So you bought in. And now you
are. Why wouldn't I just like the movie? 30
years later, still believing this bullshit that this movie is such a wonderful movie. If that's the case, then you shouldn't be watching Friday and laughing. You shouldn't be watching any other thing.
So you're telling me because I like The Wizard of Oz over The Wiz that I lost black points? Black
president, dead presidents, whoever. Poetic justice. You shouldn't be liking nothing. Wow. Other than basketball. You, none of these things should even intrigue you because you have set the bar to The Wizard of Oz, my friend. You talking about movie? Oh, the cinematography and da 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 da. Nigga.
Yes.
What cinematography you looking at? Oh, because the white woman is the one you wanted to be with.
Why?
You
never. To be never. Traveling
around with this woman.
No.
Or you wanted to be able to live in Kansas.
No.
I mean, move there if that's what you need.
She was dreaming. The whole thing was a dream.
That was your dream to be.
No. White, she not. Remember, she got knocked out in the tornado. Her whole dream, it took her on a wild. Why would that make me want to be white? That makes no sense.
It does. It does. Oh. It's a direct correlation.
Wow.
It's a direct correlation. You want to do that. You don't want to identify with what you see every day. You want something different. You want to be out there whirling around in the wind doing whatever you want to do.
And it's the funny part about it because I'm the blackest nigga and you know.
And you're not. You're not.
Yes.
You believe that. And that's the thing. Again.
Everybody around me says it.
A part of doing whatever. I'm not delirious. Those are what people do when they're not in their right mind.
This nigga said, I want to be a cracker. God damn.
Apparently so, sir.
Wow. Well, we're going to move on. Good gracious. Queen Jerry. It's top 10 time, man.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Round here, man. It's top 10. This week was submitted by Short T.
Short T.
Thank you. It was a little late there. And this list he submitted was the top 10 R&B soloists. And this was on Essence.com. So it's from black people. So, you know, since I want to be white, I don't know why I didn't go to, give me a white site. Billboard. But anyway, these are the top 10 R&B soloists. We're going to go from 10 to 1. Because it's going to be a surprise at 1, y'all. Number 10. We got Al Green. Y'all know Al Green. Love and Happiness, For the Good Times. They say he's the last of the great soul singers. You know, he won 11 Grammys over his time. Number 9. This is a joke, right? This is a joke, right? Number 9, we got Mary J. Blige. Now, I love me some Mary. But number 9 all time, R&B soloist? Well, I guess that kind of slows the group down.
I mean,
she's the queen of hip hop soul.
She is. I mean, like, she better than a whole lot of people.
And I love me some Mary, though, but number 9 all time.
Yeah, she is. I mean, that's when people were really singing. But again, you are the person who just voted for The Wizard of Oz over The Wiz. So I'm sure you don't like Mary J. Blige as much as you probably like.
I love early like Mary. I don't like no Mary after. You My Everything, that album. What's the album called? Yeah, I don't listen to Mary after that because her life changed. Mm, okay. Number 8, we got Usher. Wow.
Let It Burn.
Yeah, you know, that's wild. Still, they said he got 8 Grammys under his belt and currently the hottest ticket in Las Vegas. Number 7, we got Aretha Franklin, the undisputed queen of soul. She's named as the 100 greatest artists of all time, of course, the best-selling R&B artist of all, one of the best-selling R&B female artists of all time. 18 Grammys to her name. All right, we got number 6. We got Anita Baker. Wow. Let's see, she's an 8-time Grammy Award winner, 4-time platinum-selling artist.
You know, she got Sweet Love, Body and Soul, giving you the best that I got. Yeah, that's a need.
Let her give it to us.
Yeah. Number five. Now I got a problem with this. Because I think this should have been top three, but it's not my list. Number five, they got Luther Vandross. Now, technically, one of the best singers ever.
Technically?
Like, technically with the way he sings.
Okay.
Like, what would you call that?
I mean, I just don't know if I would say technically. I just
would say he's well, the technical, best. One of the best technical singers just with pitch. Everything he does is just, it's amazing. Like, it's amazing. Okay. So, I should have had him top three on my list, but he's number five on their list. Number four, Mariah Carey. And Diamond been, certified selling songstress.
But see, it had to be about album sales or something like that because she didn't have a very long career that she was actually singing well. Like, she fell off pretty quickly.
She fell off?
Come on, man.
I mean, pretty quickly, though. She started singing, like, what, 90?
She fell off.
She had the 90s?
Okay. I mean, you think that your opinion is the only one. Like,
but I'm just like, do you know how dominant she was in the 90s? You said she fell off pretty fast. How long was she supposed to stay up there like that?
I mean, they said, come on now. If you
five were, octave range, what that mean?
It's an octave. It's
what that mean?
From one set of key change to the next.
So explain to me in layman's terms.
I mean, if you have no musical background, I don't really know what to tell you.
That's why they say layman's terms.
Okay. I mean, I just said what I said.
So. Okay, but you're telling me it's like I wouldn't understand what that means.
I mean, but you don't. If you're looking at a keyboard and you're looking
see
at
what
the
you're
keys,
doing now, this is what I need.
Okay, well, listen. Then you are looking at the keys and you're going from that range. It's like eight keys that you're going
like,
from
do,
this
re,
set.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Like
and
that.
This set is going to be one octave, and then when you go to the next, you're
so
going
the
over
three,
a range,
then one.
It's eight. So you okay. got eight here, and then it's the same note, but it's a higher octave. So that's how you distinguish the note of C in this octave range, and then you go to a higher, and so that's kind of comparing that note when you're talking about soprano, alto, you can have, you know, tenor, all of those different, you have those same pretty much pitches, but it's an octave lower.
Okay.
Like that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But Mariah Carey is number four. Number three. Now, this right here, I just don't understand. I understand it's probably propaganda. And number three is Beyonce. Now, listen, Beyonce can sing, but she can't sing better than Luther, Mariah, Anita Baker, Mary J.
It's probably a well-rounded, they looking at stats, star power, sales, different things to make up their algorithm, I'm left to believe. For her to be up that high, I'm not really a Beyonce fan, but she's okay. She reaches a lot of people across genres and age groups and things. So she has a little something for everybody. So I can understand that, you know, she would be in the top three for that reason.
That's sick. Number two, Michael Jackson. Now listen, I love Mike. Mike is not in the top two singers. Like, unless they said it ain't
again,
just,
we
talking
about
ain't
star power.
It ain't, oh, it must be, it got to be. Well, it's star power. Hey, who the fuck bigger than this man? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he's deceased.
But still, though, he's the most popular human being ever live earth. Like, only nigga above that nigga is Jesus. Like, that's the only nigga that's more popular than Michael Jackson is Jesus that walked the earth. You know what I'm saying? Because Michael Jackson known on every crevice of the earth. So, like, that shit crazy. Y'all know, you know, I ain't even got to read his stats. Well, I'm just going to read it for people that got Mike fucked up. Multiple diamond selling singles and multiple platinum selling out. Multi platinum selling. Like, listen, this man sold more than anybody. Nigga shit, like, one album sold, like, 70, 80, 90 million. Just one album. Fuck out of here. Mike Jackson, number two. And number one, the best singer on the list. We got Whitney Houston. Hey, like I said, Whitney, Luther, one, two, you don't get no argument out of me. But either one you got one or two, because both of those motherfuckers could sing their motherfucking ass off. And again, fundamentally sound singers.
But he knows nothing about an octave.
Listen, so, I just know how what
sound.
I
taking advice from him.
It might what I like might be called an octave. Like what's that Whitney Houston song that I always say? That's like her timeless song. When she's singing her ass off, it's a name some Whitney songs real quick. Old Whitney that was on that first that album when she was like had her hair slicked back on the front. Cause the Mariah song to show her singing is Emotions.
Yeah.
Like that's the one where you want to hear Mariah Carey in her prime and see her go off. It's Emotions with Luther. It's I think it's Never Too Much where he shows a lot of.
If you say so.
Yeah.
And I think the people got.
And the Whitney song is it's not I'm Never Baby Tonight. It was on that let me look at the name of this album. Keep go ahead fill in while I'm doing this.
I'm just saying like I don't know what you want me to say. Whitney Houston is the best. And I mean, she has lots of songs that you could go from.
I'm trying to sing what the song that it was. It was. I mean,
you gonna listen to the songs?
Oh no! I'm not gonna listen to it. I'm just gonna look and see what the name of it is. It was off the '85 album, I'm sure. It was.
I mean,
it's not saving.
The Greatest Love of All album, I guess that's what that is.
It was on that album. It was.
I mean, she had all kind of stuff. Now, I loved her song in The Bodyguard. You know, I Will Always Love You. That's like a really good song. Not I'm sending all my love for you.
Now, hey, that one, hey, yo, yeah, hey, that's it.
You somebody you like?
No. That's the song she was getting off on.
Is that right? Say,
what? Hey, shit. Oh, no, you give good love. That's what it was.
Okay.
Well, that kidding. Motherfucking Whitney got ham on that bit. So yeah, man. So Whitney Houston, number one on this list, deservedly so. Thank you, Shorty, for that top 10 list. Be Easy's gonna be angry because he's like, that top 10 took 15 minutes. What the fuck were y'all doing? But you know, we appreciate the submissions. Keep sending them in. Keep pissing off Be Easy. We keep knocking them out. Next up, we got TV Talk. And guess what, y'all? We ain't watched that much on TV this week, but Abbott Elementary, and it was a Halloween episode. Queen Germ, how did you enjoy it?
I mean, Abbott Elementary is always an easy watch. Great show. Always got little liners in there. My favorite of the show simply was going to be the little boy who played the janitor. It was just so cute to me, and he had it spot on. And then the janitor was a jerk about it because
he was like, "You stealing my shine,
yeah, my likeness." So you didn't get no clearance for that. So he telling the boy basically he get his lawyer and be prepared. But yeah, it was a good show. The kids was all crunked. One of the kids stole a damn candy.
He was baby Thanos. Hey, he was Thanos, and he was saying like, "Yo, look, the kids deserve
the candy."
Yeah, so he was like, "Halloween and no candy. That's not right." He was just
take the candy home so the parents can deal with y'all, but no, you decided you were going to distribute the candy to the children.
And all the kids were jerked up on sugar, uncontrollable. They had to lock them in the gym because they.
The craziness.
So yeah, this episode was fucking hella funny. So please check it out. Everybody was dressed up for Halloween. Buddy was dressed up like the dude that landed the plane in New York. And everybody kept thinking he was a black Tuskegee Airman or something. Not his costume. He's like, "I'm Sully. Nobody knows who he is."
Not quite.
So please check out Abbey Elementary. That was about it, man, this week. Nothing too much that we watched together, so we're going to go ahead and keep it moving because we had to knock the rest of the show out. Well, it's Queen Jern's favorite time of the show. It's Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it around here, is when me and Queen Germ act out situations suggested by you, the listener, or sometimes we just make them up. Now, before we get into this improv, let me let y'all know we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. Hell, we ain't got acting
We don't even have SAG cards. We didn't go to the...
Yeah, we ain't taking any acting classes, but we come here every week and do this for y'all. So, situation goes a little something like this, Queen Germ. Lady asked coach to play her son. I'm going to set the scene, Queen Germ. Got a football coach out there coaching. Coach, he out there coaching. Parent out there is not happy with her son's playing time, and she approaches the coach. Queen Germ, you want to be the parent that approaches the coach, or you want to be the coach?
I can be the coach.
You want to be the coach? All right, cool. Let's do it. Action. Hey, Coach, let me holler at you for a second.
What's going on?
Look, man, my son come to practice every day. He been on this team for like 2 years, and this the first year he ain't got no playing time, and I just want to know what's up.
Well, all the kids get some playing time.
No. All the teams my ass. My son used to start last year, now you the coach, now he ain't getting no playing time. What's going on?
Your son ain't that good.
My son is good. He started on this team last year.
And that's because he didn't have anybody. Now we got some real gems over here. Listen, these kids.
I understand you a diversity hire, all right? I'm not really cool. I mean, listen, my son liked the park. I'm not really cool with him having a lady coach because you ain't never played football.
So you think?
I play football.
What, you play football?
Sure.
Yeah.
But you playing has nothing to do with you coaching because you know.
Okay. Because see, I would like to know what you did. Since you checking my stats.
Oh, you need to ask around about me. I won a state title back in 1995.
But your son won. I promise you, your son won.
Listen,
I promise you,
my son was a starter on this team last year.
Okay, now you here. This year.
Listen, you in here with all this everybody play bullshit. Fuck that.
Everybody
we ain't
has
winning.
Played.
We ain't winning with that goddamn mantra like that. You need to play the horses all game.
Okay.
I don't know what you out here doing. You playing around.
And you're on the sidelines, right? And
listen,
I'm the coach.
I don't have time to coach because I work. I work,
awesome,
but you know how much
awesome
I'm
dad.
one of the biggest raisers in this park.
Okay.
So don't take him somewhere else.
I ain't talking about that.
My son like it here. I like the people here.
Okay,
you just don't like me.
It ain't you. Stay over there on
I'm
the other side,
ma'am.
You can't question nothing.
Listen,
I just had a conversation with you.
That's why I came to you after the game. That's why I came. I ain't come to you like that. So you need to bring it down a little bit. No, I'm just saying. You ain't riding the horse. We got good kids out there. You ain't playing them because you want everybody to play. Everybody ain't
got
to play.
We don't have good parents.
You out here teaching sportsmanship and shit. That's what it's about.
You don't even care about the scoreboard.
Why you don't like to win, Coach? That's what
I want to know. I do like to win.
Apparently not.
More life than winning.
Nah. That ain't what we want to hear around here. We want
to
win games.
Okay. You a real gym, sir.
Nah, you a real gym.
Yeah.
You a real gym.
I'm very aware.
I'm just saying. I just want you to change. Listen, we come to this park to win. We don't come here to get everybody involved. We ain't never lost this many games in one season.
Do you want
to
do what I'm doing?
If I had time, I would.
You can't.
If I had time, I would.
You don't have time. Well, you're wasting my time.
Listen.
So, all right, conversation is over, sir.
I'm going to let you go.
Have a good day.
But you need to change up that lineup,
be
Coach.
Blessed.
Cut. Bad Black Cinema, y'all. Man, that's some real shit, though. I don't know how I would act if I had my son play football, I had a woman coach, and they was out there dicking around.
And you will always think she dicking around whether she is or not.
No, I wouldn't.
You already know that.
I would respect that as a coach and not say nothing, but I would, you know, try to ask her, like, hey, you know, just tell her what I see from where I am. You know what I'm saying? You know. But, yeah, man, if you like those situations, man, hit us up with one. We'll act it out, man. It's reading rap lyrics time, y'all. Around here, we read rap lyrics in our office voice, our professional voice, our accent, whatever kind of voice you want to read it in. Just make sure you read the god doggone lyrics. The Queen German Show turn this time. Are you ready?
I think so.
Let's hear it.
So in the spirit of Halloween, we're going to go with this one right here. This year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and ghetto boys are trick-or-treating, robbing little kids for bags, till an old man got behind our ass. So we speeded up the pace, took a look back, and he was right before our face. He'd be in for a squab, no doubt. So I swung and hit the nigga in his mouth. He was going down, we figured, but this was no ordinary nigga. He stood about 6 or 7 feet. Now that's the nigga I be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on him. Drop the motherfucking bees on him. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared, and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. So, this is none other than the ghetto boys.
You finish it?
My mind's playing tricks on me.
It was dark as death on the streets. My hands were all bloody for punching on the concrete.
So, if I stopped, do I ever... tell you how far you should go with your
lyrics? I mean.
Okay, so bad. I ended it how I wanted to end. So that's that.
I got you.
Hope you enjoyed it.
That's the Reading Rap Lyrics Show. See y'all next week when it's my turn. Now it's HBCU confessional time. HBCU confessions. When I go to the HBCU confessional Twitter, grab some tweets and give them to Queen Germ. This one goes a little something like this. I dipped a Popeye's biscuit in my pussy to experiment. Took it out and half the biscuit was moist. No problem eating it without a drink, unless you count this watery pussy. Some of y'all don't know if you got a real super soaker or not. Zula. Xavier.
Yes, Xavier.
Xavier, for y'all that don't know. But Queen Jern, react.
That shit is nasty. I mean, there's no reason for you to put any food item between your legs. Put a Popeye biscuit in a pussy. I mean, and it is dry as most Popeye biscuits are. You know good and damn well. That shit ain't
that shit dried your pussy up, girl, please.
You talking about something, it was wet and you ate it. You're nasty, first of all. Second of all, what is your purpose of putting food? Like, you got crumbs in your pussy now. Because the biscuit did not stay.
Bitch, you got a yeast infection. All with real yeast.
Exactly. Original.
Bitch, you got butter. You got butter, salt, all that shit up in your cooch, girl. Girl, please stop, man. Your shit fucked up. Lard, you don't know.
The young people, they just do dumb shit. Like, if she did this for real, she just nasty.
You got Crisco in your cooch.
I mean, because
Coochco.
The way your coochie is set up, the biscuit
your pH all fucked up.
The biscuit ain't going in there easy. So you got crumbs in there. So that's the reason why I don't understand how you saying it came back out. So you peed on that biscuit. That wasn't no pussy juice.
Unless
that,
it was an old biscuit.
Nah, bruh.
Yeah, you know them shits get old. Matter.
You peed,
but it still broke off.
You ain't. Yeah, that didn't. Damn. That didn't go well. That was not a smooth transition. Right. So I don't know what you're doing over there, Xavier, but you need to stop with the foolery. Cause that's disgusting.
Y'all girls at Xavier putting Popeye biscuits in y'all coochie. All
and
right.
Popeye's in New Orleans is the best. Damn,
that shit probably got spicy. Popeyes. That so shit got some Cajun season on that shit.
Dropping your coochie juice.
Now you got Cajun season and you got Tony Satcheries in your coochie.
Here you go.
Man, so look, if y'all like them kind of confessions, go check them out on the HBCU Twitter. What's Keeping 100 time, Queen Germ? Do you have a Keeping 100 this week for the people?
Oh, yes, I do. And it's homecoming season. It's fair season. We getting excited. It's getting cool outside. But my Keep It 100 is going to be that if you get pregnant during this time of year, doing homecoming, doing
fair,
I ain't trying to be the baby godmama.
100.
I get many requests because I'm one of the best, I guess. But I ain't trying to do that because that just means that you done hooked up with an old flame. You done let the barbecue man hit or that midget in the damn booth at the fair done told you a couple of smooth lines. So whatever the case may be, I ain't trying to have no parts of it. Damn. So y'all can keep them random pregnancies over there.
Damn. My Keeping 100 go a little something like this, man. I was on the phone with a partner. And he said, black people in competition don't mix.
100.
And that's some real shit. Because whenever you get niggas together and we doing something, it's a competition, niggas get mad and niggas die. Can die. Have died, still continue to die. Niggas playing a simple game like spades, nigga get killed. Nigga playing dominoes, nigga get killed. Niggas rolling dice, nigga get killed. Nigga playing basketball, nigga get killed. Nigga playing Madden, nigga get killed. Nigga playing 2K, nigga getting killed. You get my drift here. So anytime there's competition, hell, at Little League games, Niggas die sporting games. It's just, you got to be careful around black people in competition because we don't play. We have no sportsmanship at all. None. We want to win so fucking bad.
But people don't know how to lose.
But that's again, winners get to celebrate how they want. Losers need to understand that. You don't win, you don't get to pick how I celebrate. If after every win I want to do something crazy, well, beat me then and don't let me do it. But if you win, you get to celebrate how you want to, and losers don't get to dictate that.
They beating you. They beating
you. So, niggas, I mean people, niggas out there too, stop being competitive with niggas. You can die. Rest in peace to the nigga Takeoff. The nigga, he wasn't even in the damn mix. He was around the mix. They said they were shooting dice and niggas start losing and niggas get to arguing how niggas rolling the dice and next thing you know, guns get pulled and it's rumored that he might got killed by his own security. But what about Quavo's security? He called a friendly fire. because he wasn't even in the mix. He was standing off to the side. He wasn't even gambling, so he was just that's dead.
That's shitty.
Yeah, that's real fucked up. So, but again, right, famous people, stop motherfucking shooting dice late night in these. No.
Stop hanging with regular
go
people.
To the casino if you want to shoot dice. Do not shoot dice in the motel, in the lobby. No, stop doing that shit. So,
yeah.
That's my keeping 100. Be careful around competition and niggas, cuz it's dangerous. Winner loser time. Queen Germ, do you have a winner loser?
Yes, my winner this week is Chad Stewart.
Winner
from Fort Worth, Texas. He's a shoe owner, a shoe store owner. And some people broke into his store, and he was very happy that he had all these safety precautions. Of course, he had his camera. He had the, you know, various locks on the doors. They still got in. But the way he had the shoes set up, he only had one shoe in each box. And then I guess the other shoe was put away in some type of safe or what have you. So when the people started looking through the boxes, they had all these high-end shoes, Yeezys and Jordans and
different
things.
They only had one of them.
They only had one of them. And so the people was pissed off. They left the shit in there, and they just left his store.
I would have found a whole bunch of one-legged niggas and be like, yo, nigga.
Or I would have just was... I mean, he better be glad the people didn't decide to vandalize.
Yeah.
Because I done got...
I would have stole all these one shoes.
I done got these shoes. We putting them in something... And then one of them just gets the bright idea to say they're going to open the thing. And he sees the person's frustration on the camera and sees how they open up the box to the
scuffle. So I'd be like, well, where the rest of the shoes at? They got to be somewhere. And
but
they
he
must...
saw this on camera. He wasn't there. So
oh,
this,
but
they
where the stock at, nigga? Like, that's what I'm saying. Where the stock at, nigga? Like, we can't get in that. Everybody, like, these dumb criminals, why displays are just usually one shoe.
Yeah.
You need to go to the back. Where the shoes at, nigga?
And so they claimed they was trying to find it, but they didn't. So
stupid
Chad
niggas.
Stewart, he was, you know, happy to say that all of
shout
his inventory was intact. So he's my winner this week.
You damn sure are a winner, man. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Good guys win every once in a while. My winners, man, keeping in the spirit of Halloween. All my winners are people that dressed up scary for Halloween.
Winner.
Because Halloween has stopped being scary and started getting slutty. And so my winners are people that still dress up scary costumes, you know, creative costumes. But all y'all in the slutty costumes, y'all not my winners. Because y'all taking the spirit of Halloween away. It is not an excuse for you to dress.
I won't respond to that.
Yes. It's no excuse for you to dress like a, you know, a loose person. A thotty-otty. So my winners are the people that still dressing up scary, creative for Halloween. And not the slutty ones. You got any losers, Queen Jern?
Yeah, mine is still in the spirit of Halloween as well. And it's all the parents who taking all the fun out of being a kid, taking the fun out of being able to celebrate Halloween and other festive occasions.
Loser.
Y'all want to talk about the kids need to eat some healthier snacks. Y'all talking about something, we don't celebrate this and that no more. But when you was a kid, you was out there knocking on people's doors, eating all the fucking candy, having a good old time. You don't have to teach your kids that it has something to do with celebrating death and the devil and all this other stuff, because a lot of people don't even do it for that reason. All you got to do is capitalize on whatever it is that y'all do celebrate and just say, we going out here to have fun. People are nice. People are good. We check the candy bags, make sure it's good, and let the kids eat the stuff. You don't have to do all that. It's a fellowship with them and their peer group. You can be right there to make sure there's nothing that doesn't need to take place going on. And let the kids enjoy being a kid. Because that's what's wrong with a lot of kids nowadays. They not kids no more. You done took all the fun out of living. And it's the shit is all fucked up. So let the
kids
be
kids.
Hey, man, these
kids are fucking corporations, nigga. At 3 and 4, nigga. We got little kids out here with lemonade stands making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. These kids are fucking... Hey, these kids are different now.
Yeah, but a lot of them ain't.
If your kid ain't making like $3.8 million, like, you look at you like, nigga, you supposed to be paying the bills around here, little nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? But... You know, that's just how it is.
It's how it is, then. But hey, parents, you gotta do better. Something you knocking over there.
Oh, okay.
It ain't my set.
I gotcha.
So don't worry about it.
My loser is Instagram.
Loser.
Instagram went down. I think it was Tuesday. No, Monday. Instagram went down Monday, and in this point of it going down, it was suspending accounts. Like, restricting them, suspending them. Your account has been banned. And it banned my the Black Pod Squad page. Now, listen, the Black Pod Squad page is clean, doesn't comment, doesn't say anything. How the fuck you just gonna suspend this account? Come to find out, the shit went down, and millions of people accounts were suspended for no fucking reason. So, Instagram, you my loser this week for fumbling the ball. Because I was just like, yo, I got to post shit for the damn thing, and it's all down, and it's bullshit. Oh, man. So, yeah. Get your shit together, Mark Zuckerberg. Well, Queen Germ, looks like we have cleared the outline. And this is the time of the show where I ask you, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, and the Front Porch. And, of course, my girl KY No Jelly. And anybody that's representing the 912, that's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, never.
My shout-outs go a little something like this. Shout-out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch, RT3, my nigga J. Will, CG24, Texas T, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from D.C., Gerard from Boston, Peppy J from B-More, Steph from B-More, Stack Static, MJ Money 9S, the Black Pod Squad, you got 12 Cow, 12 Cow Podcast, Eclectic in the EDP, I'm Something Else, Corey Doket. Dose Equis, the Power Lunch Hour, Pork L, Miss Mini Meeks, that's the Cool Out Corner. You got Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game. You got Mad Static with the Beats, Rhymes, Body Slams Podcast. Got Dr. Abrasive, Dr. Camp, Long Live K Lotta Truck Driver, Dr. Abrasive Network. That's the Black Pod Squad. Come check us out. Shout out to any other podcast to fuck with us. JR, aka The Weasel. You got Jay from the Cognac Room. You got Harrison, 8 More 92, Hoochie Mane. Who else we got? Mario at the Sound of My Voice. Anybody else? Shout out to Toxic Bible Study, niggas. Shout out to y'all. Everybody over that site, fuckwiththekid.cloud and all the gang. And Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, No Ma'am Gang. Shout out to Dom. And anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. Man, another show in the books, Queen Germ. Time to rate your show. What you gonna give it?
Well, thinking about the fact that at the time of the show, you know, that's a 12 cow thing, right?
At the time of the recording.
Okay. At the time of the show, I'll do my spin on it. Mm-hmm. You need to go and get your tickets. Because if you live in a state where there's a Powerball, it's $1.2 billion at this time. So we need to at least, you know, the only way you can win is get a, you know, throw one ticket out there. $2. That's all. So make sure you do that. If you win something, you can be a Patreon. Just give us a one-time donation of like $1 million. So, but whatever. Just go on and wheel that out there. Hopefully, somebody that we know, if not us, will win and bless us with a little something, something. So, speaking of numbers... With all that being said, thinking about Halloween just happening, King Germ having a big game coming up tomorrow, I'm going to give my show a 9.
Well, I was thinking about it. We haven't given up a touchdown in 2 games. And 2 times 4 equals 8. So I'm going to give my show a 8. And Kobe wore 8.
I guess.
Yeah.
We're going to go with that.
Well, now that we got everything out of the way, we did shout outs, we did our rating. I got to let y'all know, don't forget to rate, download, subscribe to the Frocast, or just go to Frocast.com, listen to the show. Don't forget about our voicemail. You can call in at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about our Patreon. You can join for as little as a dollar by going to nappyafro.club. And don't forget to buy a fucking shirt, bitch. Speaking of shirts, we got a new shirt that's in the store. Right now, while you're hearing this, not at the time of the recording, it's not in the stores, but when you're hearing it right now, we got a new shirt in the store. We got the Frocast shirt. Go
get
check it,
it
out.
Get it.
Go look at it. New shirt, Frocast shirt. Go to store.nappyafro.com. Go check out the new Frocast shirt. I hope Beezy don't give it the ugly name, Three Monkeys. But you know what I'm saying? That's probably what he's going to do, is just to piss me the fuck off.
I don't like no monkeys.
You know what I'm saying? But go to store.nappyafro.com. Go check out the new shirt, new Frocast shirt, new in stores. And that's all you got to do. Buy a fucking shirt, bitch. So, on behalf of everyone here at the Nappy Afro Studios, it's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com